Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tags.
She's got great chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I licked at it or whatever.
You know, quicksand is that the equivalent, but it's made out of dicks.
It's banter.
What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% white type on paper.
She's got the chat.
Hello and welcome to She's Got the Chat. I am Mara.
And I am Ari.
Welcome to week two of Love Island Games. We are going to be covering 6 episodes today.
Yeah. And are the episodes longer?
They feel long, right?
Yeah. They feel really long.
They're only an hour. But like, I think because there's not really, I mean, I don't have commercials on my Peacock account. But they're like an actual hour of footage, whereas like usually like an hour long show is actually 45 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
I do have commercials because it's the only way, like I do it intentionally because I'm like, otherwise I won't like get up and pee or like get up and like put stuff back into the, and each commercial break is only a minute. So it works out pretty well for me.
That's nice.
Mara?
Yes.
I think this might be the best thing Love Island has ever done.
This is unbelievable. I feel like I've never watched anything like this in my life.
I keep having these thoughts where then like when I think about saying them out loud too, I'm like, this is so obvious. Like this is the point of it. But the fact that like all the Islanders have history.
Yeah.
Like the fact that in these episodes we see Eyal come in and we know and have been watching his story with Megan for years.
Yes.
Like it adds such a layer to it that it just actually it makes me very excited for the All-Star season that we have in coming. And I think that this maybe is just the only way that they should do it moving forward because it's so much better.
I know. It's so good. I keep thinking it's like Love Island's version of Bachelor in Paradise. Even though Love Island is inherently like Bachelor in Paradise, this is more like Bachelor in Paradise because it's like they're coming from these different franchises into the same little pod and they have this history and they have, you know, the social media connections and all this other stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise is kind of like the all-star Bachelor game. And this is,
right,
you know, the first iteration of an all-star Love Island game. So I totally see that.
Yeah. Oh, it's really fun to watch. I was watching Friday night's episode last night. We were both watching that. And we're recording on a Saturday morning. And I was literally like downstairs like, gasping and like, oh my God. And Lucas texted me and was like, are you okay?
Are you okay?
I keep hearing you like gasping. I was like, this is really intense.
You were texting me like, this episode is insane. But we've been doing a good job of not texting each other because I have so many thoughts that I want to share with you. So let's get through the rest of our business so we can start, please.
Okay. So some quick reminders. One, we do have a Discord. There was an issue with our link for a little bit, but I have fixed that issue. There will no longer be an issue. If you would like to join our Discord, which we would love for you to do, you can find that link in our Instagram bio. It is there. Also, Spotify and Apple Wrapped is coming up. It's almost December. Ari and I would love to see you guys tag us. If we happen to be in your top podcasts for the year, we would love to see you guys tag us in your stories when you guys share your Wrapped. That would be the most amazing thing for us to see, honestly. I mean, we know we have fans. You guys talk to us, which is incredible. But it would be cool for you guys to share in that kind of way.
Obviously, we have
fans. I mean, obviously. yes. Also, we are doing Love Island Australia recaps on our social media right now. I just put out a recap of week 2 that's up. I know that in the US you cannot watch that yet. I think it'll be coming out on Hulu either on Monday or at the very end of November. I got some conflicting information online. It wasn't very clear.
Classic.
Yeah, I mean, I can keep you guys posted on when that will be out on Hulu in the United States. But in the meantime, you can watch my little recaps on TikTok and Reels. One of the last things I wanted to talk about. So this season of Love Island Games ends on November 20th. So you're only going to get 2 more episodes about this show from me and Ari, which is kind of sad. But we will have All Stars coming up in the winter season. So that will be something to look forward to. I think we'll have a short little holiday break and then we'll be back, which I'm very excited about. And the last thing I definitely want to talk about is we had a listener. Her name is Alexandra. God. She happened to be in Chicago for work, and she decided to go to the Love Island Games viewing party that they held this previous Wednesday or Thursday, and she got Toby to say, hi, Mara from She's Got the Cat.
First of all, you were asleep. Like, I never go on our – I'll go on our Instagram, but I, like, rarely check our DMs. Something said to me, like, there's an unread DM that you need to
– I love this.
Open.
Uh-huh.
And I look at it, I am screaming. I'm like texting you. I know you're fully asleep. I'm like, I can't wait for you to wake up. Mm-hmm. I watched it like 5 times.
Yeah.
I was like, we have to post this, but not right now. We need to post this like a better time. I send it to Cass and Lauren. I was just like, I don't even know what to like do with this information.
I know.
But I'm screaming.
I woke up at, 7 a.m. as I do and was like, oh my fucking God.
Did you see what I texted you first?
Yes. Well, actually, yeah, I probably saw your text before. Yeah, I definitely saw your text before I saw the DM. But then I went and looked at all the DMs because then I saw your conversation. You're like, oh my God, this is amazing. She's going to love this.
Yeah. I was just like, hi, this is not Mara. This is Ari, but I'm screaming. Thank you. So I will just reiterate that. Thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was awesome.
What a gift.
If anyone happens to be living in LA, they're doing one on Wednesday in LA. So if you guys would like to be our eyes on the ground for that one, please let me know. I would love to.
Is it Toby and Callum again?
I think it's going to be new people. My guess is it'll be like Deb Chubb, Zeta maybe. A lot of those US people live in LA, so I bet a lot of them will be there. Selly, okay. I bet would be there. Justine.
True.
Yeah. But yes, if you guys want to see that and you didn't see that video, I'm going to put that in our highlights probably maybe under T. I'll have to decide which highlight. It's going to be under one of those. It's not going to be babies or dogs. So. All right, Ari, take us to our one download cities.
Okay, I'm just going to give 2 today because I want to get into this.
Yes.
So our first one download city is Evanston, Illinois. Please share with a local friend. And also Brandon, Florida. Please share with a local friend.
Amazing.
Okay, and always, everyone, please do not forget to rate, review, subscribe to She's Got the Chat wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, YouTube. I need to know how many there are. I just counted them.
Twitter, Threads, YouTube, TikTok.
Is it TikTok?
Okay.
Everywhere. We're all everywhere at She's Got the Chat. And we can't wait to chat with you. So without further ado,
let's chat.
Okay. So we start off episode 4 with a convo between Lisa and Curtis. Lisa is saying that she's confused and she feels like they can't be cuddling at night if he wants to get to know other girls. Curtis is like, well, I do want to get to know other girls in the villa. And Lisa's like, that's disrespectful. Curtis is like, I'm not trying to mess you around. I just want to take things slow. And then he's kind of questioning if he should have kissed her.
Yeah.
I think they're both playing this game poorly.
I agree. They're both playing it really poorly.
Yeah. I have like so many notes for this week in general, but I have only two notes that I'll share at the end of episode four for episode four because they're both very general.
Okay.
So I was not super overwhelmed by this episode. We now see a chat between Liberty and Johnny. She's like, I like kissing you. Explains that her and Callum are just friends. Johnny's like, I wanted to kiss you more. And they kiss.
Yeah.
Sally and Toby have a conversation where Toby is like, not really sure if you like me or not. This is the beginning of the end. We were so wrong about them.
I know. We really were. I mean, the game.
I know.
The game is the game.
I mean, when I saw Sally trying to get up that Maddox mountain slope, that's when I knew it was over for her.
God. Yeah, that was rough.
So they both agree that they do like where things are going. And Sally's like, I don't want to repeat my season where she was basically locked in on Johnny from day one. But I'm like going back and forth because I do really like you. And they kiss.
Yeah.
Callum and Megan chat. They talk about him licking her foot. Callum is like, I misread you. I thought you might be boring, but you're not.
He's like, I thought you'd be like all the other UK girls, like, you know, posh and like into stuff. And but you're not like that. In the morning, the girls are in the makeup room and Lisa tells them that she's not sure if Curtis is into her. She says that she's going to go Dora the Explorer in the villa now, which she did not do.
No.
But then Liberty and Jess talk about their kisses with Johnny, and Megan says that she's feeling confused and she's unsure if she should still tell Steph about the kiss with Callum. She has fun with Callum, but she doesn't get butterflies. Uh-oh. Then we see Jack gets a text. They will be doing a couples challenge, and the winners will be the power couple, and the bottom couples will be vulnerable. So we then see Sally, Justine, Toby, and Jack. They decide to make a pact with each other. They're creating what is going to be the beginnings of our first of alliances, which I want to talk a lot about the alliances that have begun, but I think I'm going to save that toward the end.
Okay.
When that becomes very relevant. Okay. But we see Sally, Justine, Toby, and Jack decide to make a pact together. And then we go into our challenge. This is the most wanted challenge.
This is, to be clear, the least wanted challenge.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. I hope that they just remove this completely forever. Ugh. Okay. So one half of each couple is blindfolded and they take a drink of beer and then pass it to their partner using their mouth. The partner then spits the beer into a glass belonging to another couple. The goal is to fill up the other couple's glasses and whoever has the least amount of beer in their cup wins. The boys go first blindfolded and then the girls go second. So during this challenge, Callum is retching. Everyone wants to vomit. They say the liquid tastes bad. They say it tastes like vomit.
Yeah, what the fuck was it?
Like, was it old beer? Because I could imagine old beer tasting like vomit.
No, it was so dark. The only way that was beer is if it was like Guinness. Like, I don't think so.
I like to imagine, this doesn't taste like vomit, but there is a bar in New York City called Double Down. Lauren took me there. She'll be very glad I'm shouting this out right now. But it is a really, really, really divey bar. And they have a specialty drink there called Ass Juice. And it is the same color as the drink that they were drinking. And I just sort of imagine they were drinking ass juice.
What is it?
It's actually kind of like a mixture. It's like, I think it has some apple cider in it, but it's also like an amalgamation of alcohol.
Can we keep going?
Yes. Okay. So Justine and Jack in their ITM say that they were trying to target Lisa and Curtis. Megan, Steph, Callum, and Lib all say the same. Lisa, we see her spitting on other Islanders. She ends up kind of spitting in Justine's face at one point. Mm-hmm. Justine is like, what the fuck, Lisa? And then we see Liberty, she ITMs at one point that she likes it when guys spit in her mouth so that this challenge wasn't that bad. I was like, okay, Lib. Now we know what you like in the bedroom. And Toby, when he's going, despite the pact that he's created, he does decide to spit in Jack's cup. Toby says that Jack spit in his cup first, and that is why he retaliated and spit in his cup. But I don't know.
I think this was a really, really bad move and the beginning of the end of Toby. So we've now seen the seeds have been planted for Toby and Sully. I really had to tune out most of that. Like this, I have like a visceral reaction. And especially with like the way that Callum was reacting, I'm like salivating. I can't.
The Callum's reaction was really difficult to watch, I think. That was the hardest one.
Like, I can't. I turned away.
He was making everyone else sick, too.
I can't. I truly can't.
we can move on.
Callum and Liberty. Well, actually, I'll tell you right now that the first of my two notes for this episode is this fucking spitting challenge is horrifying.
Yeah. It was really gross.
Okay. Callum and Liberty discuss how they want to be in the mid-pack and, like, not too good but not too bad. I think this is a really, really good strategy, and I am becoming obsessed with Callum and Liberty as a dynamic duo.
Okay, but can we briefly talk about why the entire villa hates Callum?
I don't think they do.
Really? They keep targeting him for everything. Like,
well, he's
they
said,
would all
like,
leave him on red? That was
sad. But he keeps saying – he ITM'd right after that. Like, they keep picking me because they know I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So I'm starting to feel bad for him because I love him so much.
Oh, interesting. I didn't get that at all. I feel like they very clearly, like, have been talking about how much he brings to the villa.
Okay. I mean, that is true. They have said some of that. But I don't know. I'm just getting, like, mixed vibes about it.
Huh. So anyway, they suspect that Meg and Steph's cups were high in both the girls and the boys spinning rounds. Callum thinks that everyone is here for the challenges more so than love. They talk about splitting the money, and he's like, if I was with you, I would. Implying that he might not if he was with somebody else, but I'm also like, don't believe that, Lib. That seems like
I know.
A lie.
That's true. I think he would split it with Liberty.
I just feel like that's like a crazy thing for him to say.
I guess that's true. It's the reassurance of it.
Yeah.
But like dangerous game if anyone decides to couple with Callum later.
Yeah.
Oof.
But it's not like people are on the outside watching it and coming in knowing what he's been saying earlier in the game like in a normal season.
Oh my God, that's so true.
He can get away with this.
That's so true.
Jack and Justine chat, and they're both mad that Toby was going for their cup. Of course, he immediately fucking negated his pact, his alliance. Justine is like, if we make it through today, my loyalties are switching up. Dang.
Yeah.
Curtis and Lisa chat. They talk about how Lisa was targeted because she's a threat and she won the first challenge. And she says that she feels like it has more to do with people not liking her. Mm-hmm. And then we see Liberty and Steph. She asks about how he feels about Meg. He's like, good, not going to be jealous of Callum. Liberty shares that Callum and Megan kissed last night. Steph is upset that Callum did not tell him about the kiss. And it is now nighttime. We have our classic getting ready montage. Jess tells Johnny he's her number one while he's in the shower.
Mm.
And then immediately we see him get out of the shower and kiss Liberty.
Yeah.
And then Jack and Toby argue about spitting the liquid into each other's cups. Even just like saying that sends a chill up my spine. Like, can we please end all conversation about this challenge?
Well, it's funny. Jack was like, look at my back. There's a dagger there. That was really funny.
Steph confronts Callum about kissing Megan, and Callum is like, I'm going to kiss her again. I don't give a fuck. And then we see Megan Steph chat. He's like, how was last night? He brings up the kiss and says that Liberty told him. Megan is confused and kind of annoyed that Lib shared that with Steph. She's like, I don't really think that Callum is here to make a romantic connection. Mm-hmm. And she says that if she had more intention with it and wanted to actually recouple with him, she would have told him. And then Steph and Meg kiss.
Yeah, I feel like people are letting the kisses off the hook a little bit easier this year, which I like. No, I mean, I know Kyra doesn't, but I feel like Steph at least was really chill about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Maya Jama then enters the villa. The Islanders gather around the fire pit. She shares that the bottom three couples are vulnerable. The winners of the challenge are Imani and Johnny. The bottom three couples are Megan and Steph, Lisa and Curtis, and Justine and Jack. Maya says that Jess and Ray came in second place with Lib and Callum in third and Toby and Sally in fourth. Johnny and Imani are going to be choosing one of the vulnerable couples to save. They decide to save Justine and Jack. Maya says only one Islander is going to be going home tonight. The rest of the Islanders have to decide who they are going to send home. So each couple then votes for an Islander, and whoever gets the most votes goes home. So Justine and Jack pick Steph, Jess and Ray pick Lisa. Imani and Johnny pick Lisa, Liberty and Callum pick Steph. So now they're tied. Sally and Toby then pick Steph, and Steph goes home. Ray and Johnny are really sad to see him go. Mm-hmm. It was a very heartfelt goodbye. Ray is crying. And Steph says on his way out, the game is the game.
Wild.
I know.
My only other note for episode 4 is Callum is the funniest person who has ever been on TV.
I agree.
Okay. Episode 5.
We're moving into episode 5. Look at us go. So we pick up with Justine, Jack, Toby, and Sally discussing their alliance again and agreeing this time we're really going to follow through on this. Mm-hmm. Justine then ITMs that she's starting to really like Jack. She's catching feelings. And then we see them share a hug and comfort one another because of staying in the villa, making it through. Lisa then ITMs that the other Islanders see her as a threat. And she really thought that she, Jess, and Imani were better friends. Mm-hmm. Liberty, Callum, and Megan then have a conversation. Megan says she's feeling really guilty about not being more solid with Steph. She wonders if it's her fault that he's gone. And then Callum says that you need to do well in the challenges to stay. Megan says she's going to stay quiet about the competitiveness of the game now that people are using it as a reason to send people home. Mm-hmm. As we remember, everyone was like, I'm going to send Steph home because he talks all the time about how competitive he is with the game. Mm-hmm. This is a threat for the same reason. It's interesting. It's like you're not allowed to be into the game, even though you're all here for the game.
It's right.
The beginnings of the rules are like watching this first iteration is like fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting because even like Ian will poke fun at it and be like, I don't remember who it was, but it, like, for example, like Callum thinks that Lisa is playing a game on the game show, Love Island Games.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy. Then they also joke about being a thruple, which I loved.
I loved that too so much. I also just wanted to point out here that I really, really like the way that Liberty is handling getting friend zoned by Callum. Mm-hmm. I feel like she definitely could have turned this into, I mean, honestly, they're both handling it well, but like the impetus was a little bit more on her. It could have turned into much more of a rivalry, and instead they're seriously turning into a strong dynamic duo.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love the banter between the two of them as well.
Yep. And for her to just immediately be like, okay, well, I'm going to like try to go for a Johnny and then just be your best friend.
Exactly.
Like genius, but then still joke about being in a thruple with Megan and Callum.
I loved it.
She's such a good player.
She is.
We see Imani and Johnny chatting. He's like, things are going to get a little bit strategic now and the UK guys and Callum are going to stick together. Well, Callum is a UK guy. I think that this is why Johnny and Ray were so connected to Steph or so like obsessed with Steph, because they were just kind of the minority, whereas Jack and Toby and Callum and Curtis were more of a unit.
That's true. But it's shocking because it fell apart so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, in this moment.
Yeah, in this moment, I agree. But like, as far as, I mean, this might be a good moment for me to discuss the alliances thing. Like, I think what's really fascinating to see is that we have, like, in this moment at least, Sally and Toby are UK-US. Justine and Jack are UK-US. Mm-hmm. Imani and Ray, or actually, I guess Imani and Ray aren't coupled right now. But Imani and Johnny, obviously, double US. Anyway, all the US votes are overpowering all the UK votes. Like between Justine and Jack, Jack is saying, okay, Justine, you pick. And Toby's saying, okay, Sally, you pick. And it's like, it's not, the US has way too much fucking power in this game.
Interesting. There are fewer of them.
At the moment, I mean, there's about to be a million of them, but yeah.
There's about to be a million of you.
Well, left. I mean, at the very end, they're bringing in two more two more U.S. people.
Oh, I know, but we're not even I know. Haven't even come out.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
What are you talking? We have like five episodes to get through before we get there.
I know, but
oh my God, this is a wild reaction. I didn't expect this.
I feel like because the show is produced by U.S. producers, the Love Island U.S. producers, they're like catering to the U.S. players.
I mean, maybe, or maybe Sally and Justine are just good players.
Yeah, I mean, they are. So is Imani, so is Ray, so is Johnny. I'm just mad about it.
Okay.
We can move on.
Anyway. Lisa is now telling the girls that it was hurtful to hear that they thought she was aggressively playing the game, and Imani apologizes for her feelings, but is like, stands by her statement, is like, I was just trying to like say that you're aggressively playing the game.
Right.
Lisa is like, I take things lightly, and I do have a connection with Curtis. Imani says she understands how she feels, and Lisa says to Jess that she thought that they were closer than this. Jess is like, I don't want you to think that I'm shady, but Lisa is a threat. And Jess said that when she was giving her reasoning. She was like, this person is a competitor, and like, we are scared of them, so we're going to vote for them. And it's like, Lisa's reaction to this whole thing was really, really rough. Like, she could have gotten out of this a lot less scathed if she had just been like, that didn't feel great, but like, I know you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Love you, girlies. Mwah, mwah, period, the end.
Yep. That's how she should have reacted. I agree.
The Islanders now get ready for bed, and Jess is like, I don't really rate anyone here. Liberty and Johnny flirt more. It is morning time now, and Kyra Green enters the villa. Justine sees her first, freaks out, they're friends. Everyone meets her. Everyone says she's hot because she is. Kira tells the girls who she is interested in, and that is Curtis.
Random.
Yeah. Well, I mean, apparently not if we had watched season one, because Ray is like, Curtis is her exact type.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She mentions that she's fluid and tells Megan that she's beautiful, and then talks to the guys, and Megan is like very nervous.
I know. I was like, yes. Let's go.
Yeah.
We then see Curtis and Kira talk. They're talking about the arts. They're talking about tattoos. And Lisa starts to feel conflicted about Kira and Curtis. She's feeling worried. The girls try to hype up Lisa. And then Megan tells the girls that she's into women. And Sally encourages her to talk to Kira. Jess then complains to Lisa that Liberty is too intense about getting to know Johnny. She's like, she's more chill about it. And she feels that Liberty has pulled away from their friendship because of her interest in Johnny. Lisa encourages Jess to talk to Liberty about it. We then see Megan and Callum talk. They're joking around about training together for the challenges. And Megan drops that she has dated girls. Uh-huh. Callum is like, wait, what? Megan says that she loves to eat ass. That's not what she said.
What she said? I love titties and ass.
Titties and ass.
I'm dying.
Oh, wow. I don't think I had my subtitles on, amazingly enough. I thought she said, I love to eat ass. Wow.
I love titties and ass.
Got it. Wow. Okay. I liked it better when she said eating ass. That was funnier.
And I love titties and ass, so why would I not?
Well, Callum says that he would like to choose her in a recoupling if given the opportunity. And then Kyra comes up and pulls Megan. Callum then ITMs that he's never competed with a girl before, and he doesn't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And we see Kira and Megan then chat, and they're flirting. They talk about their experience with dating women. I actually loved this conversation. They talk about the benefit of being openly bisexual and how it helps other women who are watching the show.
I love it so much.
I loved how they were discussing it and like the impact they have and all of that.
It's obviously different because Megan is a bigger star from her season, but they seem to relate on the impact that they had in their countries by being open about their sexuality on TV, which is just very cool. And then I'm sure that like what's implied but not said out loud or shown is And hey, like, we can have even a bigger impact if we like explore a relationship and don't just talk about being bi and then couple up with the guy, like happens every single fucking time on the show.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I did just want to say, okay, there are two things. Megan ITMs.
I've always been like a little bit gay. I remember like watching films and being more interested in the female lead than the guy and thinking, oh my God, they're stunning. And just always like appreciating women more than men. Like, I think we're so much more interesting to look at.
And I wrote, I die for her.
I know.
And then just a big LOL for Callum reacting to competing with Kira for Megan. Uh-huh. It was so funny. He was so like flustered. He was like, I don't even like know how to do this. And it's like such a beautiful thing when like a man who's like such a smooth like player where like they don't even fucking have to try anymore mm-hmm. is overthrown by a woman.
I just love
everything about the storyline.
I think Callum knew there was no way he could compete with a woman.
Right.
I think he was like, fuck, I'm gonna lose this battle.
No, I agree. I agree. Yeah. He was so out of his depths.
Yeah.
We see Jack and Callum chat. Callum says that he got into Steph's head. His head was twisted like a drawer full of iPhone chargers.
I loved that.
Callum shares that he now has to compete with Kira and is like, oh my God, that's why it's called a bombshell. And then he's like, because it's like a bomb, but what's the shell part? I die.
I was actually like, I don't know what bombshell means now that we're talking about it.
Oh, well, isn't a shell just like the casing of
of a bomb?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Now I feel like Callum. Because bombs make cracks.
Oh, I can't.
That was so funny.
Curtis checks in with Lisa, and Lisa tells him that Kira said she was interested in him, which is... just, I honestly, I'm like not even interested in discussing Curtis and Lisa.
Well, I thought that was a terrible idea on Lisa's part. I mean, they end up
that's
going
what I
home.
Mean. I just like it's such bad play that I just like don't even care. And they're such about bad to go play. Home.
Yeah.
Megan, Jess chat. Megan is like, I'm into Kira. Jess says that she's made it clear to Johnny that she's interested, but feels like he's keeping his cards close to his chest. She does decide to pull Lib for a chat and tells her that she feels the tension. She calls her calculated. I was like, this is such a fucking bad idea for Jess yep. to be starting a rivalry with Liberty.
Like the nicest person ever.
She kind of saves it later and then she kind of ruins it again.
Yep.
Jess is like, it felt so rude how you said to how you said goodnight to Johnny last night. Liberty is like, I'm not calculated, and we don't really get to see how that conversation ended, but not on a good note.
Right.
And then at night, we see them talk again, and Jess is like, I feel like you're rubbing your connection in my face. Liberty says that she wears her heart on her sleeve, and Jess should do the same. And Jess starts crying, and she's like, I don't do that. And that is where I feel like if this had been the culmination of the drama, it would have actually potentially been a pretty good play on Jess's part because she's like starting a rivalry that she's then dissipating with a vulnerable tear play.
Absolutely.
But she picks it back up. But in this mm-hmm. moment, I was like, good on you, Jess. Like, this is you actually like created a storyline for yourself that you are now bringing to a close without any damage done. Maybe this is a better play than I thought.
Yeah.
She explains how she's basically losing the game. She's like, this happened. Although she does bring up, she's like, it was so hurtful when Steph told me I wasn't his number one.
I know.
And just to remind everyone, he said, you're in my top two after she said, you're in my top three.
Right. Right.
Jess.
Too much. I can't. I cannot with her. I cannot.
I know. They squash their issues in this moment, and Liberty is, of course, super, super kind and comforting to her. And then we have Ariana Maddox enter. And this, for the rest of the night, we're going to have guest hosts, Ariana mm-hmm. and Mara.
Hi!
What are the fucking odds?
I love it. Did you see I posted they had both of them in like a little clip that they Love Island posted on their page. I reposted it and wrote, look, it's us. Oh my God, it's your hosts, Mara and Ariana.
So apparently Maya was like going to do some kind of, I don't know, a job somewhere else.
In Italy?
Italy, yeah. So glad you're all loving the show. I had to leave to go to Italy. If you followed me before, you might remember, but I'll be back soon. Okay, and can I just say, this is a Daily Mail article I sent you a screenshot of, and I was like, the fucking disrespect, because people are like, fans took to Twitter to share their confusion after seeing Adriana on the screen after instead of the iconic Maya.
I know.
Disappointed. Love Island Games fans were left baffled when Maya Jama was replaced by Adriana Maddox. I am so mad at whoever wrote this fucking Daily Mail article. Also, like, in the title of it, it says Ariana. Like, that is so sloppy. Daily Mail, do better.
It is very sloppy.
And, like, if you're upset about this, stop listening to She's Got the Chat. Please don't.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a guest host. I mean, Maya, obviously we love her, but like, yeah. I also love Ariana and I also love Mara. So I'm happy to see all the ladies on my screen.
Yes. Also, what's iconic is that when she comes in, Callum is like, I hope that she's a bombshell. Yes. And he brings this up to her. Actually, I watched Unseen Bits. I think this was an Unseen Bits.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. Okay.
It's good. You should.
Okay.
He brings this up to her when they are setting up for Maddox Mountain. He's mm-hmm. like, Ariana, I thought you were a bombshell. And she's like, I'm like 40.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot. God, she looks so good.
I know. Anyway, Ariana Maddox is here. Okay. That was all about that three word sentence. She announces that tonight there is going to be a recoupling. Kira goes first. And okay, so I didn't realize afterwards, I was like, oh my God, duh. Of course Kira was going to pick Megan because the math works out.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily realize that at first, and they dragged this on. And like I said, my Peacock has commercials, and I actually was like, so I was like, come on. I was like, I know she's going to pick Curtis. I just, because that's what always happens. I'm so used to being let down.
Yep.
But she picks Megan.
That's great.
Megan says Kira was her first pick too, and Callum mimes a dagger to the stomach.
He was like, fuck me, right?
And then the order of who couples up is chosen randomly, which I thought was so fucking weird. And it felt like this recoupling took actually an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it was so long. And I was like, we never see a reasoning for the order of it. Like, we don't need to see this.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was to like, quote unquote, be fair, because it was the girls and the boys, like, there's no girls week, no boys week. I think this was sort of like also to help cater to Megan and Kira. But I think it's also just because of the nature of this game in particular. The heteronormativity is slightly removed. But I felt like it also implied a lot about the regular game order, because obviously the producers pick that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any reason to believe that the producers didn't pick this.
But she did the little bingo thing. You think it was still manipulated?
Why couldn't it be that every single time that she's spinning the wheel, it's just all Callum balls inside or all Toby balls inside? I don't know. I don't have any reason to trust them.
I mean, you're not wrong. But I don't know.
I thought it was totally pointless.
It was dumb. I didn't like it. I didn't like watching the little bingo thing and like, okay, here's next. Especially because it ended up being all dudes picking. Which she of course makes a joke about, but
I know, but even when she like picked it and saw that it was Jack or whatever boy it was that time and starts like laughing, like, I swear all your names are in here. This is so crazy. I was like, are you acting right now? Like, it didn't feel real to me.
Yeah. I started questioning things too, actually, when she said that, but I don't know. Who knows?
I just feel like this is obviously experimental because they've never done a season like this before.
Right.
And so we are seeing some things that will hopefully be ironed out, because this was really, really long. Agreed. And unnecessary, in my opinion.
I agree.
But we see Curtis pick Lisa, Ray pick Imani, Toby pick Sally, Johnny picks Jessica.
I cannot. I was shocked.
I was almost as shocked as Jess.
I know. She was like, what?
Yeah.
Why? Let's briefly discuss. Why do you think he picked Jess and not Liberty? Because of the games?
I don't know. Maybe just to keep shit interesting. Maybe because of the games. Maybe because he thought that Liberty would still be there. And this was kind of his opportunity to like make sure that Jess was still an option for him as well.
All excellent points. All excellent points. I mean, Johnny is clearly not afraid to be the villain of the season. He does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
He is willing to do whatever.
Yeah.
Ugh, fucking Johnny. Hate him.
Something interesting is that after Kira went and obviously said, I want to pick this person, because both Curtis and Ray then also did their recoupling speeches like that. I want to pick this person because.
Uh-huh.
And then Toby and Johnny and Callum went straight back to girl.
Yeah. That's nice. I like that they used gender neutral.
Well, I was like, oh my God. Like, Megan and Kira being together on the show is changing everything, changing the binary, changing the heteronormative structure of baked into reality dating shows.
Yeah.
For just a second, it did.
Yeah. Just a quick moment.
And then we have at the end, Jack and Justine are auto coupled. You made this note, and I completely agree that one of them should have had to have given a speech.
Yeah.
And then Ariana shares that they will compete in a challenge tomorrow with big stakes, and the winners of the challenge will be the new power couple with new power and responsibilities. Do you think that the Megan and Kira thing was like totally staged? Because they dumped Steph and then brought in a girl. So like, what would they have done if Kira had chosen Curtis?
Dumped a girl. I can only assume it would have been a dumping. Yeah.
But they didn't set it up like a dumping. Usually if there's a recoupling with a dumping, they'll say, if you're not chosen to be in a couple, you're going home.
That's true. Ah, that's a – maybe they if someone would have just been left single?
Two girls would have been left single.
I don't know.
Kind of a bummer, right? It seems like it's staged.
Yeah, I had the same thought because I was like, well, that's fucking convenient. Yeah, I assumed it would have been – someone would have gone, but – and maybe they didn't phrase it like that because they already knew that Kira was going to pick Megan. Maybe they knew when they sent Kira in that she was going to pick Megan and it worked out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I think that's highly possible, yeah.
Because otherwise it doesn't make sense to send in a girl bombshell after dumping a male bombshell and then immediately have a recoupling. Like,
yeah.
If you're expecting everyone to be in a new couple with somebody, like, it just – the math ain't mathing.
Nothing.
It is not rigged.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit less impactful for me, TBH.
I agree. No, I totally agree. It is, I think it's even more obvious like later on when they, I mean, well, you know what? We'll get to it.
Okay.
I have a lot of thoughts about that fucking knowing me, knowing you challenge.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Well, moving into episode 6, we see Jess and Johnny have a chat. She is shocked that he picked her. And she says that she had made an assumption. And he's like, yeah, you did. And it's like, what? No, we all fucking made an assumption, you idiot. Ugh. Don't act like this was obvious.
I can't with him.
Yeah, I cannot with him. And then he says, this is your chance to prove that you're great at challenges, which I also hated.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm giving you the chance to prove that you deserve me.
Ew. 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 Everyone online also calls Johnny thick neck. He's such a thick, short neck.
Amazing.
I'm loving the Johnny slander online. It's actually incredible. Anyway, Curtis and Lisa then chat about the challenge tomorrow, and Lisa makes a stakes, E-A-S-T-E-A-K-S, / stakes, S-T-A-K-E-S. Why can't I spell? Joke. I thought it was a joke. Curtis truly did not realize that she was joking. She said it very dry.
Oh, I didn't think she was joking either.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought that she knew. I thought she understood.
No. She was like, okay. I have no idea what the challenge is. She said something about steaks.
She's like, what if like,
I think
big,
she was
what if we're big
confused.
Steaks? Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, either way, Meg and Kira discuss the coupling. Kira says that she was feeling really nervous, and then they discuss the challenges that are coming up. They kiss. They were in soul ties, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Lib and Johnny then have a conversation. They discuss the recoupling, and Johnny says that he picked Jess because they had better communication, even though they hadn't been talking, basically, for a couple days. And Liberty says that she had been feeling really nervous around him. Johnny then later tells Ray that he just didn't feel like he and Liberty were, quote, hitting like that, which we all saw none of. Maybe that was edited out to create this shock factor, of course. But given the fact that everyone else was shocked, I think not.
Yeah.
Callum then talks to the guys and says that he's not sure how to feel about Megan now. The guys are like, no, I don't think the door is closed. I think there's still a chance. But Callum says, no, I really feel like Megan and Kira like each other a lot.
That's also so funny because it's just a continuation of him being like, I don't know how to handle the situation. Like,
right.
Before he was like, I don't know how to compete with her. And now he's like, I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, right.
Because like his ego might be more bruised or less bruised.
Uh-huh.
To lose a girl to a girl. I don't know. But like, it's not a familiar feeling to him. And I love watching it.
I agree. Yeah, it's fun. Liberty and Imani then have a conversation. Liberty says that she's not sure how things stand with her and Jess and how to move forward regarding Johnny.
We now see the challenge. It is Maddox Mountain. Each couple points out their opponent's red flag. So they turn a red flag around and it will say like overconfident. And then they have to determine which of the other islanders is overconfident. And then slide down a water slide, get into a pool with like balls and stuff, blindfolded,
mm-hmm.
find the snowflake
yeah.
with that person's name on it, and then climb back up the water slide,
mm-hmm.
untie one of their partner's hands. This was so weird.
It was
convoluted.
I didn't like this challenge at all.
Me neither.
It was
and
dumb.
It seemed like they kind of forced Ariana into it. Like it seems like they want for the challenges to be more hosted versus, you know, they just do them or they get a text about them since it is really more the focus of the season.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like her being there was super necessary.
I agree. The only thing I loved about this challenge were everyone's outfits.
Yeah, the outfits were really good. I loved
so
that.
So cute.
They all were – they had the same color but matching, and then Megan and Kira had matching but slightly different shades of green.
Yes, and I loved the, like, little vests and the little fluffy hats and the little fluffy boots. It was so cute.
It was pretty cute. So they're going to be two rounds, and then the fastest couple is going to win and be the power couple. So we see Callum and Liberty reveal the first red flag is they have to decide who the biggest player is. Liberty makes a joke about it being Callum, but then Callum says Jack. Liberty goes down, searches for Jack's name. The second flag is boring and they pick Kira. Toby is trying to help them. He's like, left, 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 like, and screaming correct directions when everyone mm-hmm. else is trying to scream the wrong thing to overpower Callum's directions to Lib.
Yeah.
And so everyone else is now mad at Toby, apparently.
Stupid.
I know. I'm like, get over it.
Get over it.
Okay, well, we don't get over it because we now see Johnny and Jess. And who's the snake? Oh, well, it's Toby because he helps Liberty. So
dumb.
Jess... You saved it for 1 second. In this moment, it's all downhill again, literally and figuratively. The second flag is jealous, and they say Liberty because she was spitting in our cup. So Jess just took the opportunity here to fuck with the piece that she had just created so beautifully.
Yep.
Lisa and Curtis now go. Their first red flag is fame hungry. And Curtis is like, Johnny, just because I know you've been on a couple of TV programs.
I
was like,
Curtis.
Well, every single one of them has been on a couple of TV programs.
That's true. That's a good point.
Including Curtis.
Touche. He's been on more TV programs than Johnny has.
Exactly. The second flag is two-faced and... They pick Imani, and Lisa's like, I thought we were better friends.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Really, really, really error. Rough here. This was such a big error. She should not have done this. We see, for example, Sally and Toby and Jack and Justine kind of making more of a joke out of their answers for this. I would not bring in any actual rivalries or drama.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody who, you know, maybe she doesn't know in this moment, but is going to have a significant amount of power in this game.
Yeah.
So we now see Imani and Rago. They say that the fakest is Toby and the smuggest is Curtis. Jack and Justine go. The rudest is Callum and the most oversensitive is Sally. Megan and Kira go. The most untrustworthy is Callum and the most annoying is Curtis. True. It is when Megan and Kira are going that I get the one moment where I'm like, thank God Ariana is here for this challenge. She's in the background. She's clapping and she goes, you're doing great, sweetie. And this to me was like a Vanderpump Rules, Love Island, Keeping Up with the Kardashians crossover that I needed.
Yeah. Also, it dawned on me when they were going that Ariana is also bi. And yeah. Like, I was like, look at all these bi queens. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. I love seeing this.
Love it. That's when Kira and Megan were making out at the end of their challenge.
Yeah.
So loved that moment. We then see Sally and Toby go last. They say that the most selfish is Jack and the corniest is Ray. And we see Sally really, 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 really struggle to get up the mountain. She keeps getting like almost there and trying to grab Toby's foot, or he's like reaching it out for her, and then she just slides all the way to the bottom.
Oh, it was heartbreaking to watch. It was really hard to watch.
It looks like there were kind of like little footholds that they could get in.
Oh.
Because that would have been impossible if it was actually just a slick, flat surface.
Also, did you notice how when Liberty and Callum went, Liberty was blindfolded the whole way up the mountain? But then once everybody else went, people started taking off their goggles. Like, I don't think you had to be blindfolded. But I don't think they made that clear until after Callum and Liberty.
Well, that might be a strategy because they're trying to be in the middle, not at the top.
Oh, maybe. I think it was more like they just didn't have as good of a chance. I don't know.
They're fine.
By the skin of their teeth.
I don't know. I disagree. I feel really? Like they've been very strongly fine. Yeah. Even when they're in the bottom and have to duel, like I knew the whole time that they were going to win.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
They might not have if everything had stayed the same.
I think they would have.
You think they still would have? Johnny's a huge dude.
I know, but Jess versus Lib?
I know. Liberty. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Nighttime now, and Lisa and Imani are chatting. Imani's like, I feel like this came out of nowhere. Lisa's like, it's a game. I picked you because I thought we were cool, and you said I'm aggressively playing the game. Lisa trying to explain to Imani why she's offended about being called aggressive.
Yeah.
Is like so tone deaf.
Yeah, there was a big racial element in that particular conversation that I was like, oh, no, I don't like this. Mm-hmm.
It's like, honey, like, I think she gets it. I think she's probably been called aggressive more than you have. And yeah, anyway.
I know. I wonder how much, like, I don't know, like, Lisa is from Sweden. Like, Sweden's like a very different fucking place than the United States. Like,
very white.
I don't know how much Lisa knows about, like, racial tensions in the United States or microaggressions.
That's true.
I'm not giving her an excuse. I'm just saying, like, I don't think she gets it.
Yeah, no. She definitely comes from a very different world and doesn't maybe have that context. But I regardless, felt bad for Imani in this moment having to deal with a white, like, a little blonde white girl being like, I hurt my feelings that you called me aggressive. And it's like, okay.
100%. Yeah.
Imani is like, I'm uncomfortable, no shit. Lisa is like, I don't see you as a friend anymore.
Error.
Yeah. And then Callum tells Lisa that this is not good for them as a couple. Correct.
Correct. He knows.
Imani walks over to Ray and Curtis. And Curtis is like, I really don't think you're two-faced at all. Like, trying to kind of make up for the damage that mm-hmm. Lisa has caused. Lisa tells Liberty that she feels like this is all about Imani's feelings, but she has feelings too. Oh my fucking God, Lisa, just stop.
Yeah.
But also, I love you. And if you want to come on the podcast, we can explain some things to you.
I know.
Our country.
We'd be happy to. Oh my God, I know. I do think there was like a level of a language barrier that was also occurring with all of this.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa's English is obviously great, but I do think it's – when it comes down to, like, nitty-gritty, like, nuanced conversations, I think it's much harder to have that with varying languages.
I agree, and there's something in Unseen Bits that's a joke, but I think does point to this, where she mm-hmm. was saying, like, apparently I've been, like, walking around saying – that I, like, have to take a shit because I keep saying I'm going to the B-shat. And that's how she's saying beach hut.
B-shat.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny.
Right. But I think that that is kind of representative of this point that you're getting at, where it's like, you know, she obviously does speak perfect English, but that's, like, a phrase that maybe she's just not as familiar with, that she doesn't have the same level of understanding anyway. Mm-hmm. So that could be definitely going on here. And she is not a bad person in any way. I just think that there's some education to be done here around Agreed. Why that was, like, not the most appropriate conversation to have with a Black woman.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. And then we get a text Ray does specifically. All Islanders, please gather around the fire pit. Eipgopf.
Eipgopf. I'm like, what? Stop changing it.
This is how you know that this is done by Love Island US. Also, the fact that they play Smooch Mary Pie. Ugh,
that was so fucking annoying.
I was so annoyed.
I was like, the audacity to change it from Snog to Smooch. Like,
I know.
Who do you think you are?
I know.
Honestly.
I know.
Like, it's literally like, guys, I know that this show is good. Good job. You made one good fucking show.
Right.
But, like, get it together.
I could not agree.
Tighten it up.
It's amazing. It's the best thing you've ever done, but it also could be better.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, for fuck's sake.
Be more respectful. No, I know. It's ridiculous.
Be respectful. Exactly. It's the tradition of it.
God. I know.
Anyway, Ariana comes back to reveal the results. The power couple is Imani and Ray. And there are now two vulnerable couples, Liberty and Callum, and Selly and Toby. Imani and Ray have to choose another couple to make vulnerable. And they, like, Ariana forces them to talk out loud about it.
Yeah, she goes, you can decide awkward. Right here in front of everyone. And they start kind of whispering, and she goes, no, like, you can whisper. Talk out loud. We'd love to hear what you're saying.
I was like, you can't make them have this decision conversation in front of everyone. That's insane.
I kind of thought it was amazing because obviously she's such a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, loved her being there, being like, yeah, why don't you tell us? Like, I'd like to. She knows exactly what the fuck we want. Although then they didn't even really show. It went from that to them right. announcing who they had picked. So I don't right. know how much of a conversation they actually had.
That's true. Yeah. So they end up picking Lisa and Curtis. We are left off knowing that two new bombs are coming in. Eyal and Georgia enter the villa.
Yes. Icons.
Yes, icons. I loved it. Georgia says she will not be repeating her catchphrase of, I'm loyal. Ariana then explains what's going on. They have the chance to save two people. Georgia is going to choose one of the vulnerable boys to couple up with. she decides to pick Toby, which I was really surprised because I was like, there's no chance you guys haven't met before.
I know, but then it kind of seems like they haven't.
I know. I mean, she was like, it's nice to meet you, which implies never having met. But I was just like, I find that very hard to believe. But I don't know. Maybe. You never know.
I mean, there were three seasons between them. Was she was on season four, right?
Yeah, she was four.
Possible.
Know. Yeah. So Eyal chooses Selly. The other couples are still vulnerable. Only one couple is going to go home, though. The safe couples will now decide who they want to save.
Okay, do you think that this felt really pre-planned as well? Because it's like, what would they have done if they hadn't picked Selly and Toby? What if they had picked Lisa and Toby?
Yeah, I was also like, this is, again, convenient.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have just picked two people to save.
Maybe.
They might have done that in hopes that, like...
I just have a hard time believing that. Like, my initial thought for all this stuff is just like, oh, okay, it was planned.
Right. I think that's the safe assumption.
Right.
To say it was planned, yeah.
Because it was shot and edited in advance, it makes it a lot easier to make all that stuff come together seamlessly. It just feels fake.
I know.
These sorts of things.
I get that. I think there's a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes stuff that, like, we are – obviously not seeing that we usually don't see, but like even more so probably. The producer manipulation, I think, is quite strong in this. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. And this can be a conversation for another day, but just want to discuss at some point and mention it here, the TikTok series that Ellie Spence put out.
Oh, yeah.
Highly encourage everyone to go watch that if you have not.
Fuck, it was rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough. So the Islanders whisper about who to save, and then they vote. So Justine and Jack save Liberty and Callum. Kira and Megan save Liberty and Callum. And Johnny and Jess save Liberty and Callum. And then Lisa and Curtis go home. And did you see the interview, the exit interview between Maura and Curtis?
I saw that you posted it, but I didn't watch it.
Oh my God, Ari, it was so awkward and cringy, but like also amazing. I loved it. Holy shit. So first of all, they leave the beginning of it is the best part. They leave in them doing the marker, right, before uh-huh. they say action. And while that's happening, while they're setting up the scene, they're standing there awkwardly, like not really looking at each other. And then Curtis turns to Mara and goes, how's the family? She goes, good. Yeah. I was like, ah! I died. I was like, oh my God. And then like the rest of the a brief summary of what happened. You know, they talked about the show, the game. He talks about his relationship with Lisa. He's like, oh, we're only friends. This is not going to go anywhere, basically. She makes them do like a mini Maddox Mountain. Well, she makes him do it. And she asks him who the biggest snorer in the villa is. And he's like, I don't know. And Mara's like, well, Lisa said it was you. And then Curtis is like, I don't know. Do I snore? Like, obviously implying like you would know too. And then Mara's like, I mean, I don't know, like it's been so long, I don't remember. And I was like, I'm dying, I want to crawl out of my skin. It's worth watching. It was okay, great.
I will watch it.
Yeah. Okay. But Lisa is very gracious leaving. Oh, Mara also makes a joke about how Curtis doesn't have any balls. That was hilarious as well.
Iconic.
Iconic. But Lisa is very gracious when she's leaving. And then the Islanders say goodbye.
Eyal and Selly chat. And Selly explains the Johnny situation briefly to him. Tells him that she and Toby don't make out. And she doesn't always feel wanted by him. And Eyal tells her that he wants to find someone. They talk about icks. Selly shares a hot take that men should not wear socks. She actually does bring this up as well in Unseen Bits. Uh-huh. And there's an amazing moment of her being like, just imagine, like, a big man, like, putting on a little dainty sock. I'm obsessed with her.
It was such a random ick.
I love it. I think it is so, so funny. Toby and Georgia chat. And Toby's like, things with Selly are good. Georgia's like, what about the challenges? And he's like, not great. This was a good move on Georgia's part to be like, okay, well, like, is she going to keep you around? Although it turns out Georgia's not going to be strong enough to keep him around.
Right.
Liberty and Callum now chat, and he's like, this isn't just about challenges and love. It's also about how you behave in the villa.
Yeah.
Megan and Eyal chat. They hug. Toby's like, I watched your season. Obviously. We also hear him bring this up to a Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Eyal tells kind of like a brief summary about his history with Megan and is like, it's water under the bridge. And then in the morning, we see Jack tell Eyal that in Love Island, making a girl coffee is like buying her a handbag.
I loved that
And
line.
We see some very interesting coffee play this morning.
There was some interesting coffee play.
Yeah. So we have both Eyal and Toby making Celly a coffee. But then Toby also makes a coffee for Georgia.
Right.
Wild. Johnny and Georgia chat, and he's like, I'm with Jess, but I'm not super closed off. Johnny says that the best of both worlds is the best bet. Ew.
Ugh.
Georgia is like, you were my second pick. A better way of playing this, I think, if you're Georgia, is to just be like, obviously, I could only choose between the guys that were up there, but like you really caught my eye as well, instead of saying you're second. I don't think that's probably what Johnny's ego wants to hear.
Yeah.
Toby and Callum now chat, and he's like, it's just one thing after another with Celly. I'm not sure how she feels. Toby feels like Sally's energy is changing, and Callum ITMs that Toby needs to just go at it if he wants Celly. What did you think about them not even talking the night that this all happened?
Very bizarre. I don't know why, right? They wouldn't have just had a chat. Like, let's do a debrief on, like, what just happened.
Like, hi. Oh, my God. We almost went home, but we didn't. Like, I'm so glad we're both here. Period. The end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm exhausted. Like, I'm so glad you're still here. Talk to you tomorrow.
I think that Toby and Celly, I mean, we obviously see this play out for the rest of the week. But I think that they both just want to be pursued by the other. And So neither of them want to, like, meet the other halfway. So, like, yeah. Celly's not going to pull Toby for a chat. Toby's not going to pull Celly for a chat. Yeah. They're both, like, if they liked me, they would. But it's, like, if you guys are both doing that, then, like, you're going to clash. Someone has to meet somebody in the middle.
Yeah. Agree.
So I think that's probably why that happened.
I think so, too. It just was so strange because they went from feeling like one of the strongest couples in the villa to just being – I mean, and they even talked to – each other about this, like, to it feeling like they were strangers. And I was like, yeah. That is just bizarre on both of their parts.
Super bizarre. Yeah. Toby and Celly then finally do have a chat. They discuss their situations and they agree that they will both get to know Eyal and Georgia, but they want to keep getting to know each other as well. Celly says out loud, she questions if Toby even likes her. And he's like, I feel the same way. He says it's like, we're not getting that deep with each other. We're not really going there. Liberty and Callum then chat, and neither of them are really feeling anything romantic with anyone here. Liberty says that her door is still a little bit open to Johnny, though. Toby and Georgia then have a chat. Georgia says that she really goes for someone who has her back. I said, loyal, perhaps?
No, Toby says that.
No, well, I said that first, and then Toby said it.
Oh, everyone, Mara said it before Toby.
Yeah, because she was like, I really like someone who has my back. And that was when I wrote in my notes, loyal, you mean?
Uh-huh.
And then Jack is saying elsewhere, he thinks that Georgia's really into Toby. He says he can tell when she's into somebody. And then Toby asks if Georgia is loyal. Yeah, he had to. She was like, oh, come on. And he's like, I had to do it once. Once is funny.
And she's like, okay, fine. Not again.
Right, exactly.
So Georgia and Jack have that history with Laura from their season, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just wanted to point that out because I don't really feel like it was addressed that they know each other.
Yeah.
And have made out.
That's a good point. We haven't really seen – I feel like this was – like Jack's comment was the first time we get an indication that they're friends.
Well, exactly. That was – or not even friends, but just familiar with each other. That was the first time that I was like, oh, right, they were – on that season together and had that whole drama with Laura.
Right.
And they went on a date and who kissed who.
Right. So, okay. So Georgia gets a text. Smooch, Mary, pie.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy, honestly. Yes.
We see before the game Callum and Liberty having a talk about it, and they're just fully calling it Stonk Mary Pie, as they should.
As they should. Yes. Justine is apparently sick, so she and Jack are going to be hosting this. I'm going to pull from Game of Roses words here. This is an IFI, an injury, fear, and illness play on Justine's part, which was smart. She just, her and Jack got to get out of this one. No sticky business.
Right. So the implication being that she shouldn't be making out with people if she's sick?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, she could have. It's not like this was like a crazy physical challenge.
Right. That's true. So Megan goes first. She kisses Callum, marries Kira, and pies Eyal. And then Amani goes. She kisses Eyal, marries Ray, and pies Callum. Georgia kisses Toby, marries Johnny. Jess is pissed, just stupid. And then pies Callum. Kira fakes out kissing Callum and then ends up kissing Megan. Marries Sally and pies Johnny. And the way that Kira pies Johnny is with so much force.
Yeah.
Callum in his ITM is like, she was like, bosh. Boom, bosh. Like, yeah, like straight to the face.
That might be when I made the note that Callum makes me laugh out loud 10 times an episode.
I know. His work. Like, I love how he says bosh all the time, and it's so funny. I'm like, I need to start using that in my own vocabulary.
Oh, God.
If I'm just randomly like, bosh. Okay, so Jess then goes, she kisses Johnny, marries Eyal, and pies Liberty. Error.
I can't. And then she says, we just both need to get over it. And I wrote that this was a quote from Jess about the drama that she started.
Yes.
And perpetuated. Yes. With Liberty.
100%. Sally then goes, she kisses Eyal, marries Toby, and pies Callum for friend zoning Liberty, which is kind of cheap, but whatever. Liberty goes, last of the girls, she kisses Johnny, marries Callum, and pies Jess, and gives like a whole speech to Jess about why she's pieing her. Because she's like, you keep this stupid shit up. Like, I thought that this was squashed, and clearly it's not, so fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The boys then go, Callum goes first. He kisses Megan, marries Sally, and pies Kira. Ray goes next. He kisses Sally, marries Imani, and pies Toby.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of, as they called it, brotherly competition. Something
that
like
turns
that.
Into like a legit rivalry.
Legitimate rivalry, yeah. Eyal goes next. He kisses Sally, marries Imani, and pies Megan. And Megan ITMs that he's been looking hot. He is. He's looking real hot. Toby goes. He kisses Georgia, marries Sally, and pies Ray. And Johnny goes last. He kisses Georgia, marries Jess, and pies Sally. Sally is really upset by this. She's like, if you're hurt, just say it.
We're now moving into episode 8, and we open up with a conversation, a little bro chat, if you will. Johnny is bringing up that Sally released a diss track 6 months ago, and that's why he pied her. And right. I am thinking, well, Johnny, why didn't you bring this up when you initially were clearing the air with Sally?
Right, exactly. Maybe he did. We didn't see it, but...
It doesn't seem like that. The way that he's bringing it up makes it seem like it's the first time he's bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
My only thought is like maybe he didn't initially want to give it any free promotion.
Ooh.
I know he's just like mad and doing it, but I'm like, this feels like a really weird time to be throwing this in there.
That's a great point because once he said it, I did want to go listen to it.
Yeah, so I'm also just curious. First of all, I kind of want to listen to this diss track, but I'm also curious, like, if there has been a bump in streams since Johnny decided to bring it onto the
show. That's a good question.
I wouldn't be surprised. What is her artist name? Just Sally?
I think so. Sally.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Love it.
Dang. Okay. I really like her music.
I've always thought she's a great singer. I haven't really ever listened to her music that she's put out, but she'll post a cover every once in a while on her Instagram, and she's got a great voice.
Yeah. Well, everyone support Sally because she deserves to get some publicity out of this appearance. So follow her on Spotify. I just did.
Yeah.
We see Jess tell the girls that she's fuming, and she says that she didn't know that Johnny was getting to know Georgia. Georgia's like, our conversation wasn't really anything serious. Liberty tells Jess that she is upset that Jess pied her because she thought they were cool. And Jess is like, well, you tried to make me vulnerable twice. And Liberty is like, everything is being used against me. Jess needs to drop this.
Yep.
And also, like, during the challenge to say we both just need to move on. Mm-hmm. It's like, then move on.
Move on. Right.
Eyal and Sally chat, and Sally asks about his history with Megan. I thought it was a little bit weird that Eyal didn't bring this up when she was telling him about her history with Johnny.
Yeah, true.
Obviously, it's different. Megan and Eyal were just together in the beginning of the season, and then she left him for Wes and was with him for the rest of the season. It's not like they had a relationship outside of the show, but it just would have been a good time to be like, oh, same.
Right. Yeah, like a relatable moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Eyal says that they are both just young and there's really nothing there between them. And Sally ITMs that Eyal goes out of his way to show that he likes her. And they kiss. Toby and Georgia now chat and they talk about the game. Toby's like, I feel like it's done with Sally. And they kiss.
Yeah.
The quick pivot is shocking.
Yeah.
Jess and Johnny chat. She's like, I'm embarrassed because I didn't know you were open. Jess, you should assume he's open. You've been together for one fucking day.
Right. What the fuck?
Johnny wants to get to know Georgia, but he apologizes for disrespecting her. Eyal and Megan chat, and Eyal says that Kira seems set on Megan. Megan's like, I don't want to rule anyone else out. And then says that she was jealous when the other girls were kissing Eyal. And she wished that Eyal had kissed her instead of pieing her. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. He does admit that there's a part of him that wants to, but he's not going to because he literally just made out with Sally.
I was like, do it.
I know.
I want to see it. So,
you freak.
I know. What can I say? I'm a masochist, I guess. Okay, it is now morning in the villa. Eyal and Jack have a chat. Eyal tells him that Meg did try to kiss him. And the sound that comes out of Jack's mouth is like, it's like this crazy high-pitched noise. Jack and Eyal then discuss what's going on with Megan. And Jack says that he should give Megan the opportunity to tell Kira what happened. Johnny and Georgia then chat. Ian Sterling at this point makes an amazing political joke about how,
yeah,
this is not the first time a vote for Georgia has caused trouble in America. I was like, amazing.
And he goes, yep, I went there.
I went there. I loved it. I loved it.
Same.
Georgia says that she's open. And while we have this conversation going on simultaneously, Jess is telling Imani that she's going to see how Johnny moves today. Johnny then tells Georgia that he doesn't mind that she's comfortable with Toby. Jess and Johnny then have a chat. Jess is upset that Johnny hasn't spoken to her all day. Johnny then calls her sexy because she's jealous, and she ITMs that he knows how to sweet talk her. Yeah.
I hated this with Johnny. Like, he was just being so clearly manipulative with her.
Yeah.
And from the ITM when she says that she knows, he knows exactly what to say, you can tell that, like, she knows he's being manipulative, but she can't resist it.
I know. She cannot resist it at all.
Yeah, it's painful.
It's really painful. I'm like, run, girl, run. He sucks. Ugh, he sucks. Okay. Georgia and Megan then have a chat, and Georgia worries that there's going to be drama with Jess now. Megan says, just do you, see how it goes. Megan then tells Georgia about her conversation with Eyal, and Megan asks if she should tell Kira what happened. Georgia says, you should probably be honest and open.
Yes, which is good advice. And good she advice. Should have done it immediately.
I know. She should have, yeah, like immediately pulled Kira.
Megan was going to be my MVP up until this point.
I know. I know. I know. It was a fall from grace for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We then see Justine ITM that she's feeling worried about being played and is questioning her connection with Jack. She and Ray have a conversation, and Ray says that he thinks things with Imani are going really well and he could really see a future with her. Justine is starting to share that she feels like Jack might not be open to something outside of the show. she's really worried about getting hurt. She starts to cry about it. This is a really sweet moment between Ray and Justine. And we see her ITM that she says after the first round of Love Island, she's really afraid of getting hurt like that again. So clearly Caleb did a fucking number on her after they broke up.
Yes, that is exactly what I took away from this as well.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her in this moment.
Yeah.
Like, I know how it's – I know what it's like to get, like, so insecure after a really bad breakup that it just fucks with your head constantly.
Right. You struggle to trust yourself when it comes to knowing who to trust.
Yes.
Like, you lose faith in your instincts. Yeah.
In your gut. Yeah, you question your gut.
We now see individually the boys and the girls get a text, and they are told that they will be competing in a high-stakes couples challenge, and the winning couple will be the power couple. Bottom two are vulnerable. I'm so glad that you wrote this out phonetically, because at the end of it, we always have our hashtag. This one is if you know, you know, which is what Al says when he reads the text.
Yes.
Would you – I feel like you're better at impressions, so I just would like to let you do the Liberty impression of her reading this.
I-Y-Kai-Y-Kai. That wasn't the best Liberty impression. Her accent's a little bit harder to do.
No, you'll love Unseen Bits because there's a whole section of it where it's Liberty just saying things and other Islanders saying, I have no idea what you just said.
That's so funny. Oh my God. IYKYKI is hysterical.
It's so funny. I'm only going to say that now. IYKYKI.
Amazing.
The Islanders immediately start quizzing each other. They know that this is a like newlyweds game-esque format. Yeah. And we see Mara Higgins enter. I love that you wrote that you love that she has authority over them because I felt the exact same way. I was like, dude, like a lot of these UK Islanders were on the show this season before you.
Literally.
But you're somehow
elevated.
So above them.
Yeah, I know. And it's amazing.
She looks at all of them and immediately says, I see you kicked out Curtis.
Yes! Oh! Savage! She's so good. She's
so good. I can't.
A queen.
Yep. We now see knowing me, knowing you. We have our Islanders separated on two sides of a divider. We have Megan with the boys and Kira with the girls. And, of course, their challenge is to get matching answers, and each question is worth a different amount of points. I know that they're just kind of like trying to keep it super unpredictable.
Yeah.
But this challenge ended up getting very convoluted for me. I was like, this is so many layers. It like doesn't really make sense.
No, I totally agree. It was a lot.
So the girls are originally asked, which Islander does your partner think is the hottest? And this one is worth 10 points and every one of them gets it right.
Yeah.
The boys are then asked, what does your partner think is your best quality? This is interesting because I felt like there's a little bit of like a cultural difference. Toby and Georgia, both from the UK, both interpreted that as a physical thing. They both say eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
People like Callum and Liberty interpret it differently.
That was I loved that. I mean, that was fucking hilarious. When Callum is like, I said tits.
And then Liberty goes, kind-hearted.
I know. I was like, that is the perfect explanation of Callum and Liberty. Callum, tits, Liberty, kind-hearted. Like, perfect. No notes.
The couples that get this one correct and get 10 points are Toby and Georgia, Johnny and Jess, Jack and Justine, and Eyal and Selly. That's a lot of J names back to back.
A lot of J names, yeah.
And then it is time to ask the girls another question. This one is worth 25 points. And the question is, which Islander would your partner leave on red? This is where I also am seeing the real benefit of being somebody that came in with an existing storyline. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's so obvious, for example, that Johnny and Jess are going to say Sally. Like, that's just the right answer.
It's easy.
And they have such a benefit. Yeah, yeah. So it's just interesting. It feels like another one of the ways that kind of being a bigger player from your season or having a storyline that is known is beneficial in the game.
Great point.
Okay, so this ends up leading to a lot of drama.
Yeah.
The last couple to go is Sally and Eyal. They both say Megan, and Mara is asking Eyal, okay, well, why would you leave Megan on red? Mm-hmm. And then says, well, when is the last time that you pied her? And he's like, yesterday in the challenge. And she's like, oh, so that's the last time you pied her?
You haven't pied her since then?
He's like, maybe I have, but, like, that's a conversation for later.
Oh!
I know. And then she pushes, obviously. He's not going to get out of this. Mm-hmm. Eyal explains what happened. Megan is like, I was just being flirty. Kira's upset. Megan is like, I've always said I'm open. She really should have told her about this before the challenge. She should have told her right away because you never know mm-hmm. when it's going to be forced out in this setting. And, like, this is really embarrassing for Kira.
I think this was Megan's biggest error because the producers were, like, waiting probably for Megan to tell Kira. They were going to get that drama regardless, right? And the fact that Megan didn't tell her or maybe didn't get the chance to tell her, maybe they wanted it. Maybe the producers wanted it to come out this way instead.
Yeah.
Maybe they, like, kept them away all day so that this could happen. But either way, this was, like, insane that the producers were like, no, bitch, it's coming out. And we're putting it out there. We're putting it on blast in front of fucking everyone. This was a little rough to watch. I'm not going to lie.
I agree.
Yeah.
It was extremely rough to watch.
Yeah. Everyone gets points except for Imani and Ray for that one.
Right.
So the girls are then asked, which Islander does your partner think is faking the relationship? Georgia and Toby both say Sally and Megan. And Georgia brings up that Toby said that he thinks that Sally was faking it with him. And Sally shares that she's feeling really shocked and in her ITM is crying about it. For this round, points go to Johnny and Jess, Sally and Eyal, and Imani and Ray. Mara then asks if Megan has been faking her relationship with Kira. Megan says no, she's just open and wanted to have fun. The next question is also to the girls. Which couple would your partner send home? This one they announce is worth 50 points. Mm. And points go to Jess and Johnny, Justine and Jack, and Imani and Ray. Mara then reveals the results. In seventh place with 35 points, Liberty and Callum. Sixth place with 45 points, Georgia and Toby. Fifth place with 110 points, Kira and Megan. Fourth place with 120 points, Sally and Eyal. In third place with 160 points, Imani and Ray. Second place, 170 points, Justine and Jack. And in first place with 195 points, Johnny and Jess. Mara shares that the points represent different coins that they can be that can be then given to couples or one couple that they think should be dumped. And the two couples with the most coins are vulnerable.
Like, so convoluted and arbitrary. And then later on, we'll see Imani and Ray just, like, switch one of them. So right. Episode 9, our last episode of this recap episode, we see Toby and Georgia decide where to put their coins. It looks like they're putting some in Liberty and Callum. Johnny and Jess put a lot in Liberty and Callum as well. They suspect that others will go for Kira and Megan. I would not do that.
Yeah.
Kira and Megan are deciding where to put their coins and discussing the AL situation simultaneously. Kira is upset and says that she wants someone who communicates. Megan suggests doing the coins evenly, and then Kira's like, I really don't have any loyalties to Liberty and Callum, and Megan is like, okay, well, they are my best friends here, which is, like, obvious, and Kira, mm-hmm. like, rolls her eyes. She's like, Liberty and Callum?
It's not good.
No. Jack and Justine go. Jack says Johnny's a threat, and Justine does not want to vote for him. Ray and Imani go. They discuss Toby and Georgia. Sayal. That can be their couple's name.
Sayal.
Sally and Eyal go. they both suggest Johnny, and Sally feels bad about voting for Toby. She does not want to do that. Mara comes back to reveal the results of the voting based on the results of the points that they accrued from the game.
Insane.
The couple with the fewest coins is Imani and Ray. So Imani is getting quite the target on her back. Would you agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Like, it is actually wild that this keeps happening.
Yeah.
Second place is Justine and Jack. Third is Georgia and Toby. Fourth is Saya. Fourth is Sayel. Gonna go with it. Fifth is Kira and Megan. Sixth is Jess and Johnny with 206 coins. And seventh is Liberty and Callum with 332 coins. So this leaves Liv and Callum and Jess and Johnny vulnerable.
Yeah. Johnny says that people are just looking out for their friends, and Liberty and Callum say it really sucks to be at the bottom. Mara says she's going to be returning tomorrow for the duel that will decide who stays and who goes. I was like, I swear to fucking God, if Callum goes home, I'll cry.
I know. I know. I was like that. They can't. And I was Liberty, like, panicking. Too,
and Liberty, honestly. 100%.
But yeah, like, I was like, they have to stay.
They have to. They have to.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ray and Imani, as a reward for being a power couple, win a night in the hideaway. And while they're in the hideaway, they get a text. They have the power to make one of the vulnerable couples safe, but they have to choose another couple to replace them. And they decide they want Callum and Liberty to go up against Georgia and Toby. And they decide to keep this a secret. In the morning, we see everyone wake up. Imani actually makes a comment to Toby saying, Toby, you're my favorite. And I was like,
I know.
God damn.
I know.
Callum and Liberty are versing each other with these beanbags. They're trying to practice for the duel.
Liberty is like doing squats and Callum is going ass to grass, ass to grass.
I loved it.
I loved him so much.
Johnny and Jess say that they're really irritated. He says that they'll never be comfortable here. Kira, Selly, and Imani discuss Megan trying to kiss Eyal, and Selly is upset about Toby saying that she was faking it. She itemizes that she's not sure why he hasn't just talked to her directly about how he was feeling. Toby and Georgia then have a conversation. They say that they are shocked to have come in third place, and Georgia tells Toby what she overheard in the makeup room when she was in there with Selly. Toby says that Georgia makes him feel wanted, and then Toby decides to pull Selly for a chat. Selly starts to cry. She says she's feeling disappointed and overwhelmed, and she didn't think that he would ever say that about her. He says, we got to know each other, and then it was like radio silence. He was feeling really confused about the whole thing. Selly says, well, you stopped talking to me when Georgia came in, and I wanted to be pursued. And he says, well, you seemed like you were really into your new couple. And they just kind of like leave it at that.
Yeah. Oh, so we now see Mara enter for the duel.
Yeah.
Should I put a echo sound effect?
The duel. Yes.
The couple that loses will be leaving the villa immediately. Everyone is in shock. She calls up Liberty and Callum and Jess and Johnny, and then asks Imani and Ray about their night in the hideaway.
So awkward.
They are like, it was great to spend time together. And she's like, oh. Did you get a text?
Mm-hmm.
It was the exact same energy as, oh, you sure you haven't pied her since then? Or as Ariana going, there's no need to keep it a secret. We'd all love to hear what you're saying.
Right. Same like, vibe.
Yeah. You can just tell that they're living for the drama.
Exactly.
And I'm here for it. So they eventually admit that, yes, we got a text and we had to switch out one of the vulnerable couples. We saved Jess and Johnny, and we are having Lip and Cal go up against Toby and Georgia. Toby is pissed. So they're doing this like head-to-head wrestling tug-of-war where like they're connected to bungees basically and like crawling slash running forward to get to a little bell that they have to ring. Best of three wins.
Yeah. It's very what's the thing with the ropes, the type of training?
CrossFit.
It's very CrossFit vibes.
Huh. Yeah. So Callum and Liberty win round one, and round two, but Toby is like so close during round two to getting it. He's like, I gave it my all. And I think he kind of fucked himself in this round to where he like didn't have energy for three and what ended up being four as well rounds. But he was so, so, so close. And of course, Mara was heartbreaking and is like, you were millimeters away.
I know.
Like, okay. I'm sure that doesn't help him.
No.
Liberty and Callum win round three, but then we hear that Liberty had been pulling on the rope, which I did notice, and I was like, that doesn't seem allowed.
Fair. Yeah.
So that round doesn't count, and then they go again, and Liberty and Callum win round four, and I feel like poor Toby and Georgia.
I know.
Just like losing twice.
Yeah.
It like for some reason made that second loss feel a lot harsher.
It was so intense, and like I was like screaming at the TV.
Yeah. Sally is crying. Callum and Liberty say this is bittersweet. Georgia is like, it is what it is. Imani and Ray say that they regret their decision. They're both crying, and they say it's hard to see people go. I feel like they're just really, really, really trying to avoid villainizing themselves, and they need to play this smart and try to get the target off of their back somehow. Like, they need to take the Callum and Liberty approach of trying to stay in the middle of the pack for a little while, I think.
Agreed.
Sally and Toby have a conversation before they leave the villa, before Toby and Georgia leave. They say that they're happy to have met each other.
I was crying. Full crying. Yeah.
This goodbye is really sad. They agree it was all a miscommunication. I'm like, what the?
Right.
Okay, so it's just like bizarre. I think you're absolutely right that they did both just want the other person to be the one to put in the effort, and it was probably never going to work out between them because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just wild to be like, we were together for a week, which in Love Island terms is a long time, and then just like went to being strangers, and oh, I guess it was just a miscommunication. The whole thing is so bizarre to me.
I know, it is.
Sally wants Toby to know that she would never fake anything with him. He's like, I have so much love for you. She says, I have so much love for you too. She's like, I'm so happy you're leaving with Georgia, somebody you really care about. And we see Toby and Georgia leave, and that's the end of our episodes.
I know. All right, Ari, let's talk about our awards for this week.
Oof, I had a hard time.
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult for some of these. But who was your MVP this week?
This week, my MVP was Callum for generally being the funniest person on screen at all times, for really sticking in a dynamic duo, non-romantic couple, and using the games portion of Love Island games to stick around.
Yeah.
For his bromance with Toby. We didn't even talk about that, did we?
No, I don't think we did.
Him crying when Toby left.
I don't even know if I noticed that he was crying when Toby left.
He was crying, and then he ITM'd, and he was like, I didn't expect to have this reaction. Like, he's been my, like, best friend since I've been in here. He's such a good guy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Callum, what about you? Who was your MVP this week?
My MVP this week was also Callum and Liberty. I'm doing a joint unit for this one for their sheer physical display of strength.
And the duel.
I mean, holy shit. That duel was fucking crazy. That moment where you see Liberty turn to Callum and Liberty's looking at him and she's like, I've got this. I've got this. I was like, oh my God. What have I watched? This is incredible. I love this moment.
We didn't even really like get into the duel as much as maybe we could have. Just a little peek behind the curtains. We are recording our awards Sunday night because I had to run to a meeting with my realtor yesterday, which is a conversation for another time. But
let's do a whole podcast about it, actually.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. But gosh, that duel. Okay. Callum and Liberty, their strategy was so much better than Toby and Georgia. They were like, I felt like Georgia didn't really contribute very much to it. And they were just generally kind of
tiny,
like tripping over each other and kind of sabotaging each other. Whereas Callum and Liberty are both like substantial, big people. And we're just like digging in and we're just
digging.
I think, unbeatable in that particular duo.
I agree. They rocked it.
Yeah. Okay. What was your LOL moment of the week?
LOL moment of the week. I'm just going to give it up to Callum for his tits comment. Because that was pretty funny.
That was really funny. Tits. Kind-hearted.
Just tits. I loved it. What about you? What was your moment?
I couldn't choose one, so I just said everything Callum did every time Callum was on my screen. Him talking about Bombshell. Everything he does makes me laugh out loud.
Yep, I agree. He's a joy to have on screen. Who is your most toxic Islander this week?
This week, my most toxic Islander was Johnny for the way that he blatantly manipulated Jess. And for leading Liberty on and making him think that she was going to be in a couple with him and then randomly choosing Jess. Just honestly,
yeah.
Ugh.
Johnny is obviously the easily, like, most obviously toxic, but I said all of the U.S. players blindly backing each other and constantly getting their way because I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Sick of it. Yeah. I just really expected the U.K. players to have so much more clout than is being utilized here on the show.
It'll be interesting to see how it progresses, but I agree. And I definitely do think a big part of it is that it's like obviously the U.S. production company and Villa and streaming service. And so there's maybe familiarity or bias there.
Yeah. Also, quick note, apparently this is not streaming in the U.K. anywhere, or it's like delayed or something like that.
I thought it was going to be delayed and coming out on ITV.
I think that's what I've heard. But in the if anyone of our UK listeners are happen to be listening at this moment, which would be interesting because you'd listen to a recap all the way through. Either way, the episodes are apparently being put out on Daily Motion, which is accessible to everyone and free.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean it would be interesting? Of course we have UK listeners tuning in at this moment.
I know, but if they haven't watched the show
and
they don't.
I mean, we've had people reach out to us saying that they don't watch the show and they love our podcast. So
true.
Some of those people could live in the UK.
That's true. That's true. Well, either way, it's on Daily Motion, apparently. So you can find it there.
Cool.
If you want to watch it.
Tipperoo. What was your most shocking moment of this week?
I have Toby and Georgia being picked to replace Johnny and Jess because I felt like this was possibly more producer manipulation than anything. What about you?
You mean the moment when they were in the hideaway and Imani and Ray chose Toby and Georgia, or when they were told? Okay.
When they chose Toby and Georgia to replace Johnny and Jess. I think it's just like either Ray is like a fucking idiot. I mean, maybe Ray really knew like if we save Johnny, he will have to owe us one. And, like, he wants to have that good favor. But Johnny is so, like, he doesn't give a fuck about anyone but himself.
Yeah, I can't imagine Johnny actually caring about that.
Yeah. To me, I think that the producers were like, fuck. Johnny and Jess are good characters on this show because they cause a lot of drama. And Callum and Liberty are good characters on this show because they're fucking hilarious. They didn't really want any of them to go. And so they had to make it a suede fight. Now, they could have replaced Callum and Liberty, but they probably felt like, okay, Imani and Ray could pick Johnny and Jess, and that would make more sense. So then they put them up against people who they felt were more expendable, i.e. Toby and Georgia.
Why wouldn't they pick Megan and Kira?
I think because that would be too obviously a disadvantage, and also I think they like the fact that it's two women dating each other.
Yeah, they probably want to keep that. They want to see that fall apart. I was going to say keep that around, but we don't see that necessarily going in a good direction at this point. I guess also, did you notice like something was going around the villa? Because originally Justine was sick for Snog Mary Pie, and then Megan was sick for the duel and wasn't there.
Right.
It was just like briefly mentioned like Megan is not feeling well.
Right. I know. And Kira wasn't there either.
I think she was.
Oh, I don't know if I saw her.
Maybe
I remember looking for her.
All stop making out with each other and spitting in each other's mouths, and then they will be able to keep illness isolated to one player.
Yeah, the spitting in each other's mouth thing, that'll do it.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not all fucking sick after that.
I know, seriously. Okay, what was your most shocking moment?
My most shocking moment of the week was Kira actually choosing Megan in the recoupling.
Oh.
Like I said earlier, I was genuinely surprised when that happened because it was really like drawn out, and it wasn't until after it happened and the recoupling was more in full swing that I realized that it was very likely rigged because the math worked out perfectly that way.
Uh-huh.
But I, like, as it was happening, genuinely did not believe that she would pick Megan. I just feel like we've seen the storyline play out before. Most recently, yeah, we saw this with Johnny, Cassie, Leo, and Cassie chose Leo. We've seen this other times, and it feels like they just kind of revert to the hetero expected option. And yeah, I loved this.
Yeah, I agree. My other contender for most shocking was Johnny picking Jess.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That was pretty off the walls.
Yep. All right. Let's get into our finalist predictions.
So I could only pick two top runners right now, and those are going to be Justine and Jack and Imani and Ray. What about you?
Okay, I have both of them in my top as well, although I'm a little bit worried about – I mean, if Imani keeps winning challenges, then she'll be safe, but I think that the opportunity will come for other Islanders to take her out when she's not the power couple. Agree. And I think I can imagine them hopping on that opportunity just given how – much of a threat she is to the rest of them.
Yeah.
And I say her specifically because she was even in a power couple with Johnny before Ray. I mean, Ray is definitely also getting a target on his back at this point, but Imani has been in every single power couple so far this season.
Right. That's true. She's definitely got a target.
Yeah. I also said Liberty and Callum just because I could see them making it to the end, even in their friendship couple. Like, they have shown to be, like, physically able to withstand the, like I said, the game part of the show, even when, you know, maybe they might be getting criticism or votes from other people for not being romantic. Like, I just could see it and I would love it.
They're also very much set up right now to be an underdog couple.
Yep.
Everybody loves an underdog story.
Okay.
Okay. One last bit of business to discuss.
I'm so excited.
Why don't you share this with our listeners, Ari?
Okay. So I think I actually got a Reddit notification, and it was regarding a TikTok. The TikTok is now deleted, but it was posted by TikTok user Yelier. So it's Y-E-L. I can't tell how many I's. I maybe six I's, five or six I's, and then R. If you just search Y-E-L, I she'll come up. I found her that way. This video is a gender reveal. What makes this gender reveal a little bit weird is that you at no point see the face of the father of the baby, so even though he sketchy. Is very much participating in the video. So you see them first both take wine glasses to, like, cut into a cake. They find out their baby is a girl. They're FaceTiming, it seems like, mom's family. And then we see them at the end, like, kind of arms around each other, back to back facing the ocean.
Right.
This man is fucking Johnny.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Yeah. And
I originally saw this because people were like, oh my gosh, this girl took this down as soon as people started speculating that it was Johnny.
Which is, like, pretty telling.
Right. She is likely, I don't know, 6 months pregnant?
Right. She's, like, along.
She, yeah, like, this is not a few month old pregnancy because you wouldn't even, you know, most people would not even be, yeah, well, you wouldn't see it, but also most people would not be announcing it at that point. She is, like, strongly in her second, if not third trimester.
100%. Yes.
Let's just say that maybe she's, like, showing extra and she's, like, 5 months pregnant.
Right.
That would mean she got pregnant when? It's November, so
June?
July. Before September. This season of Love Island Games was filmed in Fiji in September. Do we think that Johnny knew that he was going to be a father when he was on the season?
100%. He knew.
I am fucking shook.
He definitely knew. I mean, okay. If you find out you're pregnant, right? Like, you immediately tell the father.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it was like a one night stand.
I mean, even still, I would text them and be like, BT Dubs, I'm prego and I'm keeping it.
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't think we can make any kind of assumptions. I have no idea what's happening here.
I just don't think that, like, give it – okay, so this filmed in September. He would have come out in, like, early October, late September at best. So she had known that she was pregnant for months. If she had kept it a secret from him until after Love Island, then he would have only known for, like, the last 2 months. I just don't – I don't believe that. I think he's known this whole time. I don't know. I can't.
I have no idea.
If he was just finding out about it, he would be less secretive about it.
Well, the reason that I think they're being secretive about it is like how, you know, on Bachelor, and that's how the season is being aired, is since it was filmed before and is airing now, they're not allowed to spoil the season, right? So like if Johnny were to come out and be like, this is my girlfriend and she's pregnant or whatever, like, and it very much in the video looks like they are together, then that would technically be a spoiler that he doesn't end up, you know, him and Jess aren't married, getting engaged and getting married. Just kidding. Of fucking course they're not. They're never going to end up together. But I'm just saying it would be a spoiler for him to say that he has a relationship outside of the show prior to the show ending airing.
I don't think that they're in a relationship, though. They never hold hands. They never kiss. Yeah, they don't even hug.
You can't see.
Oh, they do hug, but
they don't hug at the end.
They do like a side hug thing, but they don't really hold hands. They don't kiss. They don't really do anything romantic, which to me would be more indicative. Like, I think he's just a baby daddy.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. So many people are commenting about his neck. That neck did look familiar. I mean, it's not just the neck. It's like it is him. He is wearing like a necklace shirt that you've seen him wear.
Yeah. I feel like he wore that shirt in the villa recently, the one he's wearing in that video.
Yeah. He should have worn a hat. There's no way we weren't recognizing that head, LOL. I don't know, dude, but it is wild.
I know. It's pretty fucking wild. I can't believe it.
We will, of course, keep you updated as more news comes to light regarding this scandal. And, God, I really hope that there's a reunion for this season. I haven't even thought about that, but, oh.
Me too. God, that would be fun. I'd
imagine Sally tearing him to fucking shreds. Sally and Jess together.
Yes. I love it.
And Liberty. Just all of them going in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe even they bring in Yelly, the baby mama.
Oh, my God. Yes. Make like a Mari episode.
I don't know. But we had to discuss this. And like I said, we are recording this part of the episode a little bit later on. And this news just came out today. So we will post, right? We can post the link or the video, because even though it's been taken off of her TikTok, it is screen recorded online. So we can post about this and you can check it out if you're listening to this episode on Monday the 13th.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Please do.
All right.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. This was a great week, and I am excited for our next full week of this show.
I simply cannot wait. We will see you there. Cannot wait to chat with you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.